Penguin Random House Audio presents An Audience of One, Reclaiming Creativity for Its Own Sake by Srinivas Rao with Robin Delbo. This is the author, Srinivas Rao. To my father, who instilled in me a lifelong love of music and taught me to appreciate the beauty that emerges when we truly listen, and to my mother, who instilled in me a love of books. Introduction. David Bowie was arguably one of the greatest creatives of the last 50 years. By the time he died in 2016, he had produced no fewer than 36 albums and more than 100 singles. He had acted in a few dozen films and exhibited his paintings widely in museums and galleries. He co-wrote a Broadway show and developed an internet platform for creative content called BowieNet. He invented the Verbicizer, a sentence randomizer app for writing lyrics. By any standard, Bowie was wildly successful, both artistically and commercially. As a cultural icon, he achieved more than mere fame. His creative quest wasn't always met with critical acclaim or financial gain, but he accepted the occasional lack of acceptance as a necessary condition of how he had decided to live. "People have either really accepted what I do, or they absolutely push it away," Bowie told an interviewer. "I didn't strive for success. I tried to do something artistically important." His singular life was studded with innovation, and he practically invented reinvention. Where someone else might have rested in the glam rock Ziggy Stardust glory days, Bowie zagged with Diamond Dogs and then Young Americans. After that foray into soul, he left for Europe and experimental electronic music. Friend and collaborator Brian Eno explained Bowie's fearless shape-shifting as a way to duck the momentum.